maple trees, not the sugar maple. We have a maple tree, but it is not a sugar maple. It has, in the springtime, it's real pretty. It has little red, the leaves are red when they first come on, and then they turn green, you know. We have the oak tree and the hickory, every kind of tree that you can think of grows in Louisiana. There's the oak tree and the pine tree and the bay, cypress, pecan. Did I say hickory nut, pine? Did I say pine?
What about
sweet gum, pecan, pear, apple, crab apple.
What's the kind of tree that's got real broad leaves on it? Little knobs or balls that might be around the water.
A bay?
What about sycamore?
Yeah, we have sycamore, Poplar, we have poplar trees.
And the flowers, the state flower.
Magnolia. But you know, you don't see very many magnolias in this area. They don't grow real well here. I mean, anytime you see a magnolia tree growing in anybody's yard here, they've gotten it from a nursery. They don't come up voluntary.
Do you ever hear cowcover tree or cucumber tree?
Are you talking about the calendar tree?
What's that?
That we do. We have a tree that has real pretty red leaves on it. It's a calendar tree. There's a lot of them right around here, but now they're not native of this place. They were brought in. Somebody got one from another state and brought it, and then the birds took the seeds and strode them, and they're just all over Spearsville now. They're not all over North Louisiana, but they're all over Spearsville.
What's the kind of tree George Washington cut down?
The cherry tree.
And kind of a shrub or a bush, the leaves turn bright red, and it's got clusters of berries on it.
Bright red and clusters of berries.
In the fall, the leaves turn Shoemate,
that's a while. But the leaves don't turn that red, really. They stay pretty green.
Are the berries good?
The berries are red, no. Not that I know of.
What's the kind of flowering bush or shrub that's got pink and white flowers on it?
Are you talking about oleander? We don't have very many oleanders. Up here, that's another thing that when you see it's come from a nursery.
Mm-hmm.
Is that what you're talking about?
Well,
do
you ever hear of a spoonwort or spoonhunt or laurel or rhododendron?
Rhododendron? Yes, but they're not native of here. They're, I think, North Carolina. Rhododendron's in North Carolina.
Anything else besides rhododendrons that looks kind of like that?
I think an oleander looks a little bit like a rhododendron. And there are oleanders that grow around here, but they were brought. I mean, they're not native of North Louisiana, I don't think. Now, down around Monroe, they are native there, but not in this state, up here in these old red hills.
What different kinds of berries do people have growing around here?
Well, blackberry, dewberries, blackberries, and mehals. Now, I don't know if you'd call that a berry or not.
What's that like?
Well, it grows around marshes, and it grows in the edge of the water, or right in the water. And any year that you have a lot of high water, like we have this year, you will have more mehals. And they usually have to gather them in a boat, you know. You shake the tree, and then the berries float on top of the water, and you get in a boat, and you go around and dip them up out of the water. They make delicious jelly.
Are they like blueberries?
Oh, no. They're red. They're about half as big as a cherry, you know, and they're red. Not a dark red, but just a kind of a pink red. And they taste pretty good, you know.